You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The enhanced odds for this one, Andy Carroll to score in a West Ham win is 7-4 and Andre Ayew to score in a Swansea win is 12-1. West Ham have been finishing the season fairly strongly. They're still in the hunt for the Europa League spots, and Swansea beat a much-changed Liverpool side last week. So West Ham, I guess, look deserving favourites on paper, Derek, but again, it's quite a short price for all that they look the most likely winners.
Yeah, it is. A little bit shorter than I was hoping for, but they do look all over the winners in this game. What worries me slightly, they've only lost two at home this season, West Ham, so I don't see Swansea disinterested going there and winning. But what worries me slightly is that they played 17 games at home and only won 8 of them. You know, which isn't great for the side in sixth place, look with an outside chance of a top four slot. What I'm saying is, they're not a side to implicitly trust at these odds. But what's in it for Swansea? They did their bit last week, beating Liverpool in front of their home fans. They could afford to take the foot off the gas. They had done in the weeks previous to that. And are West Ham still, do you think, thinking of a top four spot? 5 points behind Man City with a game in hand?
I think they could be, because if Manchester City do slip up against Arsenal, Manchester United are by no means guaranteed to win out. And I think this West Ham side could conceivably win out. Obviously, the big game will come on Tuesday night against Manchester United, but they travel to Stoke in the last game of the season. I reckon Slaven Bilic, even though it's a slim chance, he'll be still thinking that his side can get a top four place. And they are a good side, West Ham. And Swansea, albeit that win against Liverpool at home, I don't think they'll perform like that against West Ham at Upton Park. But it comes back to price, doesn't it, Derek? And 4-9, it's just that instinctively you think, West Ham 4-9 at home against Swansea, is it a little bit too short?
Well, the alternative, West Ham to win 2-0, 11-8. I mean, I can see that happening. I would sooner, and then if that loses, you don't feel quite so bad with life, do you? Back in a 4-9 loser, anything, there's nothing worse.
Yeah, West Ham -1 at 11-10 looks good as well. An angle in here could be the goal scorer betting. Andy Carroll does look short at even money to score any time, but Swansea have conceded more goals from corner situations than anyone else this season. 14 they've conceded from corners, which is an amazing stat, really. And West Ham have some real height in this team. And I know Andy Carroll at even money wouldn't be everyone's cup of tea, but check Chiarte at 7-2 to score any time here. He scored a header last week against West Brom. Really powerful player going forward and gets himself into position at corners. I think 7-2 Chiarte to score is a really good price here. And no Premier League side is on a longer unbeaten run than Slaven Bilic's team either. They've gone 10 games without losing, won 5 and drawn 5 in that spell. And only one team has stopped West Ham scoring at Upton Park in their last 21 Premier League home matches as well. So I think West Ham, who have already achieved their highest points tally in a Premier League season, getting 59 this on the board already, I reckon West Ham will win this comprehensively. West Ham -1 is 11-10, which I think is good. But have a look at Chiarte to score at 7-2. And for the less intrepid, Andy Carroll to score here, even money, looks good to me as well.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.